listener production.
Morning, it's Amanda Myler with your news update. Aussie swimming legend Grant Hackett has condemned the alleged Chinese doping scandal from the Tokyo Olympics. 23 members of the 30-person Chinese swim team tested positive for the banned TMZ, but were allowed to compete at the 2021 Games because it was determined by China's doping authority that they were innocent victims of a mass contamination. The World Anti-Doping Agency supported China's findings. Thousands are expected at Bondi Beach tonight to honour the six victims of last week's Bondi Junction attack. The candlelight vigil to start at 5:30pm local time. Brittany Higgins has posted a statement following last week's judgment in Bruce Lerman's failed defamation case. In the message on Instagram stories, the former Liberal staffer says she was scared she wouldn't be believed or supported and that it is now time to heal. Queensland fire investigators have confirmed an e-scooter left charging in the living room of a Brisbane unit caused an explosion that left two people with extensive burns and placed in an induced coma. Emergency crews were called to New Farm yesterday morning after the battery exploded, engulfing the unit with thick smoke. And after months of struggle, the US House of Reps has approved more than $60 billion of military assistance to help Ukraine in its war with Russia. The House erupted into applause when the Ukraine bill passed, also approved as billions of dollars for other allies. West Coast has won consecutive games for the first time since 2021, taking out last night's Western Derby with Frio by 37 points. But coach Adam Simpson isn't getting too excited.
We're not near. Finished product, nah. Yeah, we've had a good couple of weeks.
Teen star Harley Reid dominating with 3 goals, 19 disposals and 7 clearances. Meantime, Geelong's the only undefeated side this season after a 26-point win over the Lions at a wet Gabba, while Carlton's defeated GWS by 19 points at Marvel Stadium.